Today I thought we'd talk about how to be good Muslim youth. Now, this is definitely one of those topics that is way easier said than done, like many other important issues in life, but it's definitely easier to try to better ourselves as youth than when we're older and sort of set in our ways and certain mindsets and habits and thoughts have kind of cemented themselves into our personality. As a lot of ahadith say, especially I think a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, if I'm not mistaken, or was it from Rasulullah? Either way, kulluhum nurul wahid. That a youth is like a sapling, right? That you can sort of bend to whichever direction you want, right? If you've seen like a young plant, a bamboo shoot, or a young little sprout of a tree when it's still a sapling and it's flexible. But once we get older and, as we said, set in our ways, we turn into this huge, thick, dry tree trunk, which will not bend in any shape or way. And if it's hit with a great, strong, vicious storm, what happens? It breaks and collapses, right? So this sort of reform and self-refinement is best done when we are youth. That's exactly what we're going to discuss, inshallah ta'ala, today, because I'm sure it's a question that a lot of us wonder about. I personally still consider myself a youth. And it's something that I am still trying to figure out on a daily basis, just like every other aspect of myself, really, which is totally natural. And that's what makes us cool as human beings. But if I were to create this, you know, top three, top 10 things that we could do to better ourselves as youth, I would say my top three suggestion is, I'm in no position to advise anyone, but my top three suggestion to youth out there who want to be better Muslims is, gain knowledge. Educate yourselves regarding your religion. That is the most important thing we can do, no matter what age or stage or point in life we're at, to educate ourselves. Even if we are a day away from death as an old sort of like senile person, gaining knowledge is still the most valuable thing we can do for ourselves. And naturally, it's even more valuable when we're young, because we can put it into practice, we can preach it to other people, and we've got our entire lives to strengthen that knowledge and implement it into our lives, right? Number one thing that we can do in order to better ourselves as Muslim youth is educate ourselves, gain knowledge regarding our religion, regarding our ahkam, regarding our theology and aqaid in depth, regarding the history of Islam, especially in today's time and age where there's a lot more awareness regarding different religions, different creeds, different ideologies and worldviews, where we're often put on the hot seat and are demanded to defend our belief system. And oftentimes it actually has very positive results, because it raises more awareness and it can even shed some light on a lot of misconceptions that people have regarding Islam. Especially, it's constantly under attack, even by Muslims themselves. And almost any objective that we try to achieve in regard with unity among Muslims, unity among different religions, establishing dialogue, creating better understanding, fighting Islamophobia, making ourselves and the world better people and places, all of that, the solution to them usually lies in gaining more knowledge about religion. I definitely think that is one of the most important things we can do as youth. There are numerous sources that we can refer to in order to do that. Of course, the most important sources are definitely the Holy Book of Quran and the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. We need to have a deep understanding of the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been directly sent to us by His noble messenger, and the life and seerah and history of that noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself and his household. And once we understand those things to the best of our capacity, Number one, we won't be so angry with ourselves and religion anymore, because a lot of that anger and resentment stems from our deep-rooted confusion, stems from the fact that we weren't taught religion properly and in the correct manner. Often I find that I have a lot of unresolved issues and traumas within myself that I project onto God and makes me kind of, you know, put up an attitude and kind of salty toward the ahkam and the fiqh and even the spirituality of Islam because I don't have a proper understanding of it. But once we fix that, a lot of other fundamental problems will inshallah ta'ala be resolved as well. The second thing we can do, which is almost just as important as gaining knowledge, is having correct role models. In the age of social media, pop culture, celebrities, idols, talent shows, it's natural as youth for us to want to look up to something, to idolize someone, to admire them for their achievements, for their intelligence, for their eloquence, for their beauty, for their style, for their sense of fashion, for their success in, I don't know, their studies, technology, or business, or things like that. And all of that is kind of okay, as long as it does not deviate us from the main objective and that main part of ourselves, that major part of ourselves that we should be working on. And that's why I said it's really important for us to find proper, correct, suitable role models. And those role models are, you know, so plentiful in the religion of Islam, alhamdulillah. We have this whole array of fantastic, intelligent, selfless, noble, generous, kind, successful role models that we can look up to, whether those role models are the prophets and apostles of God, or the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and their children, or of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been referred to as uswatun hasana, the best example, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Of course, there are other role models that we could refer ourselves to if you want someone more relatable, someone closer to our time, someone more contemporary, like the martyrs of Iran, Iraq, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon. There's so many of them, the scholars, the mystics, people that are closer to our time and era. Something really important, however, that I need to highlight and clarify here is that there's a difference between having a role model, admiring someone and looking up to them, and comparing myself with someone else. Now, in the case of having role models, it's all right to set them as a criterion, as a standard, as that bar that we try to move toward in our journey of growth and spirituality. But what's definitely not okay is for us to compare ourselves with them, because though we might see their achievements and success, we don't know the path of sheer downright failure they had to go through to get there. We don't know their backstory, while we are more than aware of our own failures, our own flaws and errors and mistakes and embarrassing and cringy moments. So if we constantly compare ourselves with them, it could be really detrimental to our self-growth and mental health, because we'll constantly think, well, why am I such a mess where that so-and-so person is always so successful on the top of their game? So second was having good, proper, correct role models without actively comparing ourselves with them, admiring them and trying to achieve their success in our own capacity and to the best of our own capability. That's what we mean by having role models. And number three, which most probably, in my humble opinion, could actually be even more important and significant than the first two, having a good group of friends, or even a single friend, or in some cases, no friends at all. What do I mean by that? There's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Well, there are a lot of ahadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, but one that I've selected, which I find relatable to our topic, is His Eminence says, Solitude is better than a bad companion. Also, in another narration, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi ala fi al-tahiyya wa al-thana, has said, if you want to know a person, check out the company they keep. That's how important our clique of friends and the people we surround ourselves are. We could have the best knowledge, the best education, we could have great role models that we admire and strive to be like, but sometimes one corrupt companion can deviate us from that path so bad that it would take us many, many years to get back on track. And that is the hard, scary truth. It's true. One bad companion can truly affect our lives in ways we couldn't even imagine. And it's very important for us to be careful and vigilant regarding the people we associate ourselves with, regarding people we share our intimate thoughts, our beliefs, our issues, our goals and dreams with, people that we choose to rely on, people whose peer pressure we choose to give into. See, if peer pressure is bound to happen when we are youth, it even happens when we're older. So it's really important for us to have good friends that would, okay, not pressure us, but motivate us and encourage us to do better things with ourselves, rather than peers who would pressure us into doing things that are unhealthy and harmful for our wellness in this world and the hereafter. So that was my top three important things to pay attention to and focus on in order to be better Muslim youth. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.